Welcome to Volume 1, Section 1, Lesson 1. Before you begin this journey, I want you to understand how the lesson is structured, as it is clearly laid out before you on this page. Each lesson consists of 16 parts, right? Which will be condensed into one voiceover recording. So after each part, there will be 25 seconds of silence before moving out on the next section. Additionally, you should know that the quiz in the next lesson will not be activated unless you have fully listened to the audio or completed reading the lesson. So please ensure that you spend approximately 25 or 30 minutes on the lesson for a well-founded comprehension so that you can understand the lesson clearly, right? Now, let's begin with the lesson audio. Lesson 1, what is an ambassador? The objective of the lesson is to define the concept of an ambassador from a biblical and kingdom perspective, exploring both the spiritual and professional dimensions of ambassadorship. Key scripture, he says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. Greetings and blessing." So, beloved, wherever you are, as you begin this journey, may the spirit of wisdom and revelation fill your heart, granting you insight into your divine calling as an ambassador of Christ. May this lesson open your eyes to your role in manifesting heaven's will on earth. And I want to tell you that you are not here by accident, but by divine design, chosen to embody God in God's authority and love in a world longing for reconciliation. My unique thought for you is to telling you that an ambassador in the kingdom of God is not a mere representative, but a co-regent, divinely appointed to manifest the invisible kingdom in the visible world. This role is both a privilege and a mandate, requiring alignment with heaven's principle to transform earthly realities. So, ambassadorship is not just about carrying a title, but embodying the full essence of God's character, authority, and mission in every sphere of influence. It's very important. But we have the message of the founder. He says, "This lesson speaks to the heart of the kingdom mandate. Humanity's original purpose was not just existence, but representation." So the founder's message emphasizes restoration, restoring humanity to their right position as ambassadors of the invisible kingdom. So to live outside of this identity is to miss the very reason for creation, as earth was designed to be a colony of heaven, governed by ambassadors who reflect God's will. So the lesson challenges you to rediscover and reclaim this divine mandate, stepping into your role as an emissary. Introduction. The lesson. What is an ambassador? That's a good question. So, the term ambassador evokes images of diplomacy, representation, and authority, right? But yet, the role of an ambassador in God's kingdom extends far beyond the earthly concept. So to understand your purpose in this divine calling, you must explore the depths of this title and its eternal implications. This lesson serves as the foundation, introducing the core identity of an ambassador and setting the stage for the transformational journey ahead. In earthly terms, ambassadors are appointed to represent their nations in foreign lands. Simple. They embody the culture, policies, and values of their home countries. Similarly, as a kingdom ambassador, you are God's appointed representative on earth, entrusted with manifesting His will and reconciling creation back to Him. This lesson, though, will guide you to understand who an ambassador truly is, what they represent, and why their mission matters. Definition. So, definition. An ambassador is an official envoy authorized to represent one sovereign authority to another. That's simple, right? Official envoy authorized to represent one sovereign authority to another. In earthly terms, it's different a little bit, right? This role involves diplomatic responsibility and governance. But in the kingdom of God, an ambassador is a divine emissary chosen to manifest heaven's principles, values, and authority in the visible world. This role requires spiritual alignment, moral integrity, and unwavering commitment to advancing God's eternal purpose. And when we talk about this, we see the general interest of well-being of humanity as a whole, right? So, ambassadorship is not a passive title in that case. It is an active responsibility. As God's ambassador, you embody His character, advocate His message, and exercise His authority in every sphere of influence, whether in family, work, or community. Your life reflects the culture and priorities of heaven. Content overview. The core identity of an ambassador. So, ambassadors, in this case, are representatives of a higher authority carrying the values and mission of their sovereign. As kingdom ambassadors, this means reflecting God's character, power, and will in every interaction and decision. Okay? Two, ambassadors as co-regents. Ambassadorship is not a passive role. We say that and we repeat it again. It involves active governance and influence, bringing heaven's order to earth. You are a co-regent with Christ, tasked with establishing His kingdom principles in every sphere of life. Three, the dual nature of ambassadorship. Spiritual. Presenting God in prayer, worship, and the transformation of life. Professional, social, embodying kingdom ethics in workplaces, communities, and societal system. Biblical examples of ambassadors. We have Paul, the apostle, exemplifying ambassadorship through his ministry of reconciliation to Corinthians 5:20. We have Daniel, demonstrated kingdom principles in Babylon, maintaining integrity and wisdom even in a foreign land. Daniel 6, ambassadors as agents of reconciliation. At the heart of ambassadorship lies the mission of reconciliation, restoring relationships between humanity and God. As a representative of Christ, you are called to build bridges, heal divisions, and bring peace where there is conflict. This is what we do. We are the initiators of peace, of reconciliation. We got the ministry of reconciliation. We reconcile people. This is what we do. This is our job. This is our work, actually. Sorry, I was about to say job, but this is our work. So, reflection questions. How does understanding your identity as an ambassador change your perspective on your daily life? In what ways can you begin to exercise kingdom authority in your professional or social environment? Practical steps for personalization. Meditate on the key scripture to Corinthians 5:20. And journal your reflection on its relevance to your life. Identifying three areas in your life where you can actively reflect kingdom values. Develop a weekly action plan to represent God's character in your family, workplace, and community. Engage in prayer to seek God's wisdom and guidance for fulfilling your role as an ambassador. Observing ambassadors in earthly settings and analyze how you can mirror their professionalism and dedication in your spiritual world. This point is not easy, but it's a point. Application and results. By embracing the role of an ambassador, you commit to reflecting God's character in all you do. This involves aligning your thoughts, words, and actions with heaven's standards. In the family, ambassadors bring peace, love, and unity, fostering a culture of restoration and reconciliation. In the workplace, ambassadors demonstrate integrity, excellence, and service, becoming beacons of ethical leadership. In the community, ambassadors initiate change, promoting justice, reconciliation, and hope by embodying the transformative power of God's kingdom. Prevention, warning. Everything has a warning. This is what God do. Always warn people. So, neglecting the information in this lesson carries grave consequences, both temporarily and eternally. First, consequences is the spiritual consequences, because a fractured identity leads to spiritual stagnation, purposeless living, and a disconnect from God's eternal will. Without fulfilling your role, you risk becoming ineffective in your kingdom calling. Two, generational consequences. Failure to act as an ambassador leaves a vacuum in your family and community, allowing divisions, corruption, and disorder to prevail where heaven's influence should have been established. Eternal consequences. Ambassadorship is a divine appointment tied to eternal accountability. To reflect this calling is to forfeit the rewards and legacy tied to your role, impacting not only your life, but the lives you were meant to touch. Debate and questions for further engagement. We have debate, question, and challenges. So the first one is a debate. Debate, can someone truly represent heaven without submitting to the king's authority? Question, how do kingdom ambassadors balance humility and authority in their role? Challenge, reflect on your actions this past week. Did they align with your identity as an ambassador? It's for you to think so. Exercise based on lesson themes. Scripture mapping. Create a virtual map connecting key scriptures about ambassadorship to Corinthians 5:20, Matthew 28:19-20. Personal reflection. Write a one-page essay on how you perceive your role as a kingdom ambassador. Community engagement plan. Develop a plan to address a need in your community through kingdom principles. Spiritual practice. Dedicate 30 minutes daily to prayer and scripture meditation on your ambassadorial calling. Think deeper. What is the primary role of an ambassador for Christ? According to 2 Corinthians 5:20, what message do ambassadors carry? How does understanding your kingdom identity shape your daily life? 4. What are the dual aspects of a kingdom ambassador's role? Why is alignment with God's will essential for effective ambassadorship? We get to the conclusion of the lesson. I repeat that again to remind you. As an ambassador is more than a title. It's a calling to embody heaven on earth. You are chosen equipped, and empowered to represent God in every sphere of life. So as you move forward in this program, let this foundational lesson inspire you to embrace your identity and walk boldly in your divine purpose. Cedars Ministries, Ambassador James Lamour, for an eternal concept. God bless you.